This knot is called the Windsor knot, also often called the full Windsor knot because of its relation to the half Windsor. As always, this video is mirrored for your convenience. We have the wide end on the right and the thin end on the left. Make sure you give yourself a lot of room on your wide end. So the first movement is to take the wide end over the thin end to the left. And now we're going to make our first pass through the hole near the collar from behind. So we'll bring that up through and then back to the left. This will create kind of a spiral around the thin end with our wide end. Next, what we're going to do is bring the wide end around the back of the thin end to the right and perform the same motion in through the front of the hole in the collar and back out to the right. And this is the base of our knot. So next what we'll do is we'll take the wide end around the front, and this will form our finishing loop. So we now take the wide end up through the collar one final time from the back, and then down through the loop in the front. So once we've done that, we'll cinch it all up, dress the knot. And that is the full Windsor. This is a very classic, official type knot. Gives you a nice, big, even, and symmetrical knot. It's one of my favorites. And that is the Windsor knot.